Water management has been a key part of living in Arizona since statehood, and even though leaders in the area have been credited with having a strong vision for maintaining and storing water, new challenges are emerging. Climate change is the one most often mentioned, but another is the increasing number of people who've decided to live in denser communities. With a finite resource like water, is it more difficult to maintain when more residents are using it in a more limited space? University of Arizona Assistant Professor of Planning and Landscape Architecture Philip Stoker recently co-authored the study, Determinants of Single-Family Residential Water Use Across Scales in Four Western U.S. Cities, and he joins us for a few minutes to talk about his research. Philip, do cities like Seattle or Portland have the same kind of general concerns about water supply that a desert city like Phoenix has?
Well, scarcity has a major role in how well cities have planned for their water resources. So in cities that haven't been forced to think about how to conserve and how to build and design their cities so that they're water efficient, if scarcity hasn't forced their hand, they've often done less planning to coordinate land use planning and water management.
And can changes in land use planning, regardless of what a community is like, if the plan is good, can it work in places all across the country? Or should things be sort of set up in a way that fits what a different region, if its challenges may be greater if they have more or less rain, for example, or more or less access to water?
No, I think across the country, land use planning and water management can and should be coordinated because the way we design and build our cities influences how we use and dispose of water.
And what are some of the emerging strategies you've seen that make sense to you?
I think one of the most effective ways would be for a public utility or a planning office to staff an individual to promote that coordination. Because a major barrier to coordination happening is simply a lack of time. State or federal mandates would go a long ways, but in the absence of those taking place, I think even joint education on training would be very efficient.
Are there struggles, are there challenges the Western U.S. has that Midwestern or Eastern states do not?
The unique challenges would be related to water supplies. Often water supplies are scarcer in the West. However, there's the same challenge of the disconnect between land use planning and water management across the whole U.S. So as cities expand and the form of development they take continues to be kind of suburban sprawl, this has major water use and water disposal implications that are not currently being coordinated.
It would seem that efficiency would need to be number one on the table for anyone. Are you finding that water efficiency is actually growing, or is that inconsistent?
Water efficiency across the U.S. has been improving since the 1980s. There's just more and more people, and we're building houses that require a lot of water. Houses in neighborhoods that have large lots, large lawns, and pools will use more water. And as long as those are continued to be permitted and developed, it doesn't matter how efficient our appliances are, we'll be using a lot of water.
Does density equal efficiency? Does density equal using less water, or are those completely contradictory? Does one not really affect the other?
No, density definitely has an influence on water use to a point. You start having skyscrapers, they start using more water, but around 3 to 4 story buildings seem to be the most water efficient in Western cities. And there's a lot of other co-benefits building at that density related to transportation and active transportation. So improved water efficiency could just be another co-benefit of slightly higher development density.
So how often has your research led you to talk with water managers in different parts of the country, in different regions, and are they on the same page at least when it comes to how to go about trying to fix some of these things?
I've been talking with people across the country for the past 2 years on this issue of how well coordinated and integrated our land use planning processes with water management. And almost unanimously, people think it should be happening. And then it's much more scattered as to whether it is happening or not. So how do you accomplish this integration is a question. And I think those strategies such as joint education training programs between land use planning offices and water utilities would be very beneficial. State and federal mandates would go a long way. And then also giving time and space for staff to work on coordination between these two fields is very important because it is not easy. There's a lot of inertia behind how water is planned and managed and how cities are planned and managed that we need to make this bridge between the two fields.
Philip Stoker is an assistant professor of planning and landscape architecture at the University of Arizona.